squad cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case filed by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Townsview Post Office, Johannesburg, on the corner of Verona and Prairie Streets. Two post office employees are engaged in loading a post office van with bulky mailbags.
Went to the ice hockey last night.
Yeah, what's it like?
Oh, terrific, man. Fastest game in the world, you know?
Is that so?
Yeah. They gave the ref a hard time there. Booed him. He's a youngster, just taking it up. You must come with me one night. Next week. But we must go early. There's always a crowd.
Here's another one.
Right. How many more?
Just these two. Coming up.
Right. How's it with your car?
It's okay.
It was giving you a lot of trouble, though.
It was the gearbox. Had it fixed. Cost me plenty.
Let's have that last bag, then.
You, into the van.
Hey, what's going on?
I said get in.
Hey, watch it, Laurie. He's got a gun.
Just do as you're told and you won't get hurt. In the van.
Okay.
Forty!
You two beauties, throw those mailbags in the back of the car and be quick about it.
P.M. The two post office employees are throwing the mailbags from the van into the back seat of a fawn-colored Savannah at gunpoint.
Come on, hurry it up.
Look, man, don't get excited with that thing in your hand. We don't want any trouble. We're doing what you want as quick as we can.
Don't have so much to say. Just get on with it.
Please, just leave us alone when you go. We'll say nothing.
Come on, man, move in.
It's okay. I need two more. Come on, in the back of the car with those bags.
Right, come on, let's go.
Just let me attend to these two.
What are you going to do?
Shut up. Get in the van. And you.
Okay, I'm going.
And then we'll just shut these doors.
Come on, Frank, man. In the car, let's go.
Yeah, right.
P.M. Attracted by the banging and the men's cries for help, a young girl, another post office employee, comes out into the street to see what the matter is.
All right! Oh. All right, just a minute! How do I open this thing?
Just look at even a fool!
All right!
Hurry up!
I am, man! What are you doing in there?
Mind? We've been robbed! Got to get to a phone! Call the police!
P.M. The post office employee's frantic message to the police is relayed to a squad car in the vicinity, car number 38.
Control to number 38. 38. Come in, 38. Over.
Go ahead, control. Over.
The post office van has just been held up outside the Townsview post office. 9 mailbags have been stolen. There are 2 men in a fawn-colored Savannah. They are believed to be heading north along Prairie Street. Over.
Suit us, control. We're in Geranium Street, Rosettenville. We're in an ideal position to intercept. Over.
At least one of the men is known to be armed. Over.
We let you know how we get on. Over and out.
Sounds good, Sarge. Action.
That's all you youngsters ever want, isn't it? Action.
it makes a change from picking up drunk.
All right, come on. Get this wagon moving.
We're on our way, Sarge. How many blocks to Prairie Street, Sarge?
Four, I think. 4 more. Just take it easy at the robot, eh?
Right.
Feeling okay, Potty?
I'll feel better when we get to Wemapan and get rid of this car.
I'll never forget the look on that one's face when he saw the gun. Nearly died. Did the robot the corner?
Yeah, okay.
Don't stop.
Huh?
It's the cops.
Where?
In Geranium Street there.
But I've got to stop. The light's red.
Never mind that. Go through.
Hold tight.
Yeah, and the same to you, silly old...
They've seen us.
What do you mean they've seen us?
They're following us.
You can take them off.
I hope so. Have you seen those boys drive?
No, don't go all hysterical on me. Just concentrate on what you're doing.
Well, it's no good going to the pan now to ditch the car.
Just shake those cops off. We'll worry about where we're going later. Now, turn left at the next street. That's 9th Street. Leads to La Rochelle Road.
So just hang on, eh?
Well, they know we're onto them.
Got these boys taped, Sarge.
Then go to the left.
Ah, they aren't going to shake us off that easy. Hold tight, Sarge. Where do you suppose they'll make for?
They'll be mugged if they're going to town.
I shouldn't think they will. If it were me, I'd double back. Get out into the country.
That's what they're doing. See? They've turned right into Marlborough Road.
They'd better be careful. They'll find themselves in a dead end.
Suits me. It looks as though they're heading back to Wemapan again.
Do you think it's a stolen car, sir?
I shouldn't be surprised. Hey, look what he's doing. He's throwing a mail bag out.
You're crazy, man. After getting all that trouble, you want to throw them out?
You just watch. See what happens. There, look at that. It's burst. Letters all over the road. I'll have to decide whether to stop and recover the mail or keep on chasing us.
Well, they haven't stopped. They're not as dilly as you think they are.
All right, let's... try him with another one.
But don't throw the wrong one out. Huh?
I'll watch it. All over the street, just like it's snowing.
To control. Come in, control. Over.
Go ahead, 38. Over.
These idiots from Townsview Post Office. They're throwing the mailbags out of the car. We'd better arrange for somebody to come to Marlborough Road and pick them up. They're all over the street. Over.
All right, 38. Do you need help? Over.
We're managing very well, Control. If it gets difficult, I'll call you up. Over and out.
They're going around the pen, on the dirt road.
And they've had it. Leads to a mine dump.
Whoops. There goes another mailbag.
Well, why is he hanging out of the car like that?
Look out, Sarge is going to shoot us.
Blast!
Oh, sorry, Sarge. I had to stop. I can't see a thing.
Knock it out. Knock all the glass out.
Right, Sarge.
Just be careful you don't cut yourself. Right. They can't go anywhere up this road.
No, unless they ditch the car and go over the mine dump.
Let's go and see.
Dead lucky shot.
And never mind. It just gave us a bit of extra time that we needed. It hasn't stopped them for long, though. Here they come.
Never mind. We'll be up and over this mine dump in a minute.
They'll start shooting in a minute.
But just keep your head. It's a devil of a range for a revolver.
I just hope you're right.
Come on, pussy man. You just had a bit of bad luck. We'll be all right once we're over the top. Just hang on to that mailbag, eh?
Gets heavier every step I take. It's murder climbing up in the sand.
Stop and I shoot!
Well, shoot to see where it gets you.
Henry, I didn't bargain for this.
And you saw where the bullet went. It's wide of us by 10 feet.
But that one's closer. It kicked the sand up 3 or 4 feet away.
Keep going, man.
But I can't. No more steam left.
All right. I'll dump my mailbag. Help you carry yours. Give me the end.
Here you are.
All right, good. Now, come on, man. Get those legs moving.
Frank!
What are you doing? Get up, man.
I'm stuck, man. My back.
Never.
No, I am.
No.
I can't feel my legs. And there's blood. Look at it on my hand.
Oh, I should have known not to get mixed up with you. You're a reed in the wind, man. Get up.
I can't, man. I've had it. I'm shot in my back.
But give me that bag.
Oh, don't leave me, Frank. Please.
You're a liability. You've loused that up. Give me the bag.
But don't leave me here, you swine.
You'll be all right. I'll take you to the hospital.
Frank!
We've wounded one of them, Control. We're going up to fetch him just now. Over.
And the other one? Over.
He's gone over the top of the mine dump. It's my guess that he'll come up on the road. End Street extension, probably. Can you send somebody to intercept him? Over.
Right away. Give me a description of the man. Over.
Middle 20s, medium height, dark. Seems to have a swarthy complexion. Brown pants and an orange jersey. You couldn't miss him. Over.
All right, Sergeant. We'll arrange a little reception committee for him. Over and out. Car number 15. 15. Come in, 15. Over.
Go ahead, Control. Over.
Did you receive all that 15? Over.
Loud and clear. We're on our way. Over and out.
All right, Sarge.
Yes. There'll be somebody on hand to meet him when he hits the road.
Looks as though we're going to need an ambulance.
Yeah, let's go and see how bad he is. Crazy young devils, trying to make an easy living. And what did he get for his trouble? Huh, a bullet in his rump.
The young man called Potty is so badly injured that he has to be carried down the mine dump on a stretcher. He's loaded into an ambulance and driven off to hospital, where he undergoes an emergency operation. Detective Sergeant Cook of the CID is on hand to talk to the doctor when he emerges from the operating theater.
Dr. Wilson?
Yes?
Detective Sergeant Cook.
Good afternoon.
How's the patient?
I'm afraid he's in rather a bad way. The bullet shattered his lower vertebrae and severed the spinal cord. I'm afraid he'll never walk again.
Silly young fool. When can I talk to him?
I'd be obliged if you'd leave it till tomorrow. He's in a state of shock, too. Is it something important?
There was another fellow with him. He got away. I'm seeking information about him.
I see. I shouldn't think he'll get far before tomorrow.
I hope not.
AM the next day. Detective Sergeant Cook arrives at the hospital and makes his way to the ward where the young man called Potty is being cared for.
I'm a police officer. I want to ask you some questions.
Yeah?
What's your name?
Rocco. Rocco Potty, that.
And your address?
81 Bob Street, Regent's Park.
Street, Regent's Park. Who's your pal?
You mean he got away?
Yes. He gave us the slip. And there's a mailbag missing. You stole 9 from Townsview Post Office. We've recovered 8. Where do we find him?
You don't expect me to tell, do you?
Mm-hmm. Honor among thieves, eh? You little twerp. Your mate obviously doesn't think so highly of you.
I don't blame him for leaving me. I'd have left him.
I reckon this little cave has cost you plenty.
Yeah, my legs are paralyzed from that lousy cop's bullet.
That lousy cop was doing his duty. If you'd heeded his warning and stopped, he wouldn't have fired at you. You know who to blame for your condition but yourself.
Yeah, well, I know what I think.
Little tough guy, aren't you?
I manage.
Well, find out who he is. It won't take us long either.
Huh.
Well, for a start, I'll visit your parents and ask about the people you associate with.
I've been out of my mind with worry about him. He's never been out all night before. Which hospital is he in?
South Rand.
Is he badly hurt?
They're doing all they can for him. He's quite comfortable now.
Oh, I don't know. I've tried to bring him up decently.
Mrs. Potito, your son's friends.
Yes, I know what you're going to say. It's Frank Milburn.
Where do I find him?
Oh, somewhere in Stamford Street. I don't know the number.
Which suburb?
Forest Hill.
I'm sorry I woke you, Mr. Milburn.
Yeah, so am I. I'm on night shift. I've only been in bed a couple of hours. What's the trouble?
Is Frank at home?
I don't know. Let's go and see.
Is this his room?
Yeah. Nope, bed hasn't been slept in either.
Does he often stay out all night?
I don't know. I don't know what he gets up to. No concern of mine. He's old enough to look after himself. And if he doesn't, well, that's his lookout. What do you want him for anyway?
Armed robbery.
Frank?
Frank.
Well, just wait till I see him. That's not the way we brought him up, I can assure you. He was brought up to respect other people's property.
Well, it looks as though he's been receiving lessons of another kind from somewhere else.
Well, he didn't pick it up in this house.
What connection has your son ever had with Townsview Post Office?
Well, that was the first job he had when he left school. Didn't stick it long.
Long enough to find out the routine.
Hmm?
He got away with a bag of registered letters and parcels.
Oh, no, really, I just don't know. Don't know what things are coming to.
Whether you like it or not, Mr. Milburn, your son is a criminal. If he turns up here, it's your duty to report to us.
Turn my own boy in? Don't be so silly.
It's an offense to harbor a criminal. You'll become an accessory after the fact.
You can go to the devil. That'll be the day when I turn my own flesh and blood over to the police. And I don't care what he's done.
All right. You've been warned. Where is he employed?
Well, he's a panel beater. Vulcan spray painters.
Where's that?
Elof Street Extension.
I wondered where he was, young monkey. I've had nothing but trouble with him since the day I took him on. He's always got some excuse for not coming to work.
He's disappeared. He's got money. Where do you think he'll hang around?
Well, now you got me. I wouldn't know where to start.
What are his habits when he is at work? I mean, what time does he start? Where does he spend his lunch, or that sort of thing?
Lunch, huh? Well, very often he'd take some of the lads uptown to play snooker.
Where?
Well, there's a place called the Last Chance in Commissioner Street. Well, I don't know where it is exactly. I've never been there myself.
I know it. Thanks.
Sure. He's in or out two or three times a week. Not today, though.
If he comes in, ring me at this number. I'll make it worth your while.
You mean there's a reward?
We're prepared to pay for reliable information.
Okay. I'm your man.
Two days pass. Nothing is seen or heard of the missing man. Having tried every avenue, Detective Sergeant Cook goes to see the brigadier in charge of the CID.
I'll be grateful for any suggestions, sir. Here's my report on the case so far.
Hospital. Farwell. Employer. And, you've turned up nothing.
All the information's available about him, sir, but I can't put my finger on him.
Have you got his home under surveillance?
Yes, sir. Along with the place he works. The South Run Hospital. And young Potheater's home.
Good. What about the banks?
Bank, sir?
Yes. That mail bag he got away with must have had checks and cash galore.
Estimated by the post office to be of the value of 16,000 runt.
Quite a haul for an amateur. Well, it's my guess that it won't be long before he starts trying to cash some of those checks. Then he's in trouble.
Well, go on, sir.
Well, it's going to involve some foot slogging, trick around the banks. Look, man, have a photograph of Milburn reproduced, 30 or 40 copies. As many as you need. Visit the banks in the central area and on the fringes of the central area.
Thank you, sir. This is a photograph of the man. His name is Frank Milburn. He was last seen wearing brown trousers and an orange jersey. But it's 10-1 that he's bought himself new clothes since then. And don't rule out the possibility of him growing a moustache. Or perhaps a beard, even. Do your best to detain him without arousing his suspicions, and call me at this number.
Morning. Can I help you?
Morning. I want to open an account.
Certainly, sir. If you'll just fill in this form, and then I'll arrange for you to see the sub-accountant.
Doc.
There's a pen and everything you'll need over on the desk there.
Thanks.
I'm sure it's him, Mr. Van.
Yes, well, let's have a look at the photograph. Got it in my drawer here somewhere. Here we are. Is this him?
Yes, except he's got longer sideburns now.
Well, have him come in here to see me. I'll keep him busy. If I cough when I've seen him, then he'll know. You'll have to go and phone the police.
Yes.
What's his name?
Cook. Quite nice looking.
Yes, that's it. Cook. Here's his telephone number. But only if I cough.
All right. Thank you. Now, if you'll just come this way to see Mr. Van Rensburg.
Right. Is it okay if I smoke?
Yes, fine.
Come in.
What is your name, please?
Thurgood.
Thanks. Mr. Thurgood to see you.
Come in, Mr. Thurgood. Come in and sit down.
Oh, thanks.
CID, Brixton. Detective Constable Van Score to speak.
I want to speak to Detective Sergeant Cook, please.
Just hold the line a minute, please. Detective Sergeant Cook.
This is the District and Provincial Bank, Commissioner Street. That man's here, Milburn. He's come to open an account.
Are you sure it's him?
Positive.
Can you keep him there?
I should think so. He's with Mr. Van Rensburg right now. That's our sub-accountant.
Can you put me on to him?
Just hold on. I have to get hold of the switchboard.
I see, Mr. Thurgood. And how much do you anticipate depositing?
Well, it's a few thousand rock.
Do excuse me for a moment, will you? Van Rensburg speaking.
Mr. Van Rensburg, don't show any sign of alarm. Just act naturally. This is Detective Sergeant Cook speaking.
Yeah?
I want you to detain that man. Just keep him at the bank for 10 or 15 minutes. 20 minutes, if you can.
That shouldn't be too difficult.
He's more than likely got a gun. So we won't arrest him on the bank's premises. We'll detain him as he steps outside.
Well, you'd know best about that, but you can rely on us to be as cooperative as we can.
Thank you, Mr. Van Rensburg. I'll be along there personally in a few minutes.
Good. And don't worry. We'll take care of everything at this end.
Good. I'll be with you presently.
Detective Sergeant Cook replaces the receiver and turns to speak to his colleagues.
Anybody going downtown?
What's the bank?
It's Melbourne. Do you remember that mailbag case?
Yeah, you onto something?
He's a sitting duck waiting to be arrested.
I'm just going downtown with Bantu Constable Flamini.
Ah, thanks.
Detective Sergeant Cook begs a lift from Constable Botmeyer and asks for his assistance.
Sure, we'll all give you a hand, won't we, Bruce? Come on, jump in.
Oh, thanks.
It's all right, Bruce. Down, boy.
I'm sure glad that there's a grill between us.
I'll bet.
I want you to fly. It's imperative that I get to the District and Provincial Bank of Commissioner Street in a matter of a few minutes.
I should be able to arrange that for you, Sergeant. Let's go. Everybody hold tight.
During the fast trip downtown, Detective Sergeant Cook acquaints Constable Botmer with the circumstances. The constable offers to assist with the arrest. It's 11:50 when the three men, Detective Sergeant Cook, Constable Botmer, and Bantu Constable Dlamini, along with the dog Bruce, see Milburn appear in the door of the bank. Milburn sees them, and he turns and runs back into the bank.
Flamini, round the back.
Yes, Sergeant.
Bruce, go get him.
Constable Botmer slips the dog's leash. The dog bounds up the steps of the bank and streaks in through the door. His quarry, Frank Milburn, is legging it through the banking hall. He leaps up onto the counter and jumps down the other side. It's his intention to escape through the bank's back door. The dog, Bruce, has other plans for him, however. He leaps up onto the counter, too. Milburn, hearing the dog bark, turns to confront the animal with his revolver.
Keep away! Get away!
No, call him off! That's enough! No!
Drop the gun, Milburn.
Yes, I will now!
Bruce, heel!
Just lie where you are, Milburn. Don't try anything fancy. You're under arrest.
At the subsequent trial, Rocco Pochita, a paraplegic, paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life, was considered to have suffered enough. Frank Milburn, on the other hand, whom the judge called a vicious young thug who wouldn't hesitate to kill to achieve his own ends, was sentenced to 5 years penal servitude.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars, brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of cars, trucks, and commercial vehicles in the world. Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Beaumont, Chevrolet, Opel, Holden, Vauxhall, Bedford, GMC, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.